בוודאי גם שם נמצא
Wow. Okay, everyone. We have a lot to talk about today as we continue our journey a little bit from yesterday. I'll tell you where I want to start from. I want to start where we a little bit ended off, and that is in the context of Noach is Malashin Noach Chain Menucha Peace. And I was saying yesterday how in order to get to Avraham, which we are all B'nai Avraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, but the Torah sets it up that, and of course this is all a learning for all of us to live our lives. The Torah is a guide how to live our life. When we want to accomplish, Avram Avinu reaches out, which we'll talk about in Yitzhak Hashem next week and the following weeks, a few weeks about Avram, the power of overflow into others and to accomplish. But as we all know and we speak about all the time, it must begin with yourself. It has to begin with Noach. It has to begin with your peace. It has to begin with you. Eila told us, Noach, Noach. It has to begin with you. It's not about how much you're accomplishing, which we'll get to by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu accomplished and accomplished and accomplished. But it begins with you within yourself, peace within yourself, like we were saying yesterday, which is where I want to come off of, because we were talking about trauma and how trauma, and I looked it up, so I did a little bit over here. Here we go. We spoke about this. When something traumatic, we spoke about this yesterday, I want to continue on this, because the more you're able to connect with yourself, and David, I don't know if David, oh, look at that. I just said, I was looking right where Avrami Hoshan is back. Yeah. Avrami back. So I was looking at David because we were talking yesterday. I want to just clarify. This point is very, very, we'll clarify it today. The chiddush we said yesterday was that Noach, connecting, reconnecting with yourself. Eila told us Noach, Noach. And everyone has that question. What does that mean to reconnect to myself? What does that mean to connect to myself? That's when you have peace. The opposite of peace, we'll call it, the opposite of peace, as we'll call it, is this trauma. Let's explain. What does that mean? The way it works, Yechiel, we were talking about this yesterday also. When something traumatic, Yechiel. Okay? I'm going to try and do as best as I can over here. Yeah. Okay, here we go. I'm going to try and do, let's do this and then we'll bring it in to, it's not a clear discussion about what trauma is. That's not for the, a little bit we're going to touch on it. That's not the whole point. I really want to talk about the healing aspect of it, because that's really what I want to focus on. The people think that trauma is what happened to you. That's not the only trauma that there is. It's not the exact thing that happened to you. When something traumatic happens, abuse, neglect, violence, a terrifying event, the nervous system goes into fight, flight, freeze. I don't know what fawn is. If none of those are possible, like in childhood trauma, now again, we have to remember, trauma does not mean what you might think it means. Trauma doesn't mean that there was a specific something that happened to you. It could be neglect. It could be there's a disconnect from one of your primary caregivers. It could be you just don't feel right about something, especially if it's on a consistent basis. The brain's best option, here it is to shut down or disassociate. Basically, here it is, you disconnect from the pain and yourself in order for what? To survive. So when something happens to you, you think it was the event or you think it was the atmosphere that was traumatic. That's not what's traumatic. Something happens, and what happens is you then disconnect. This disconnection may look like feeling numb or spaced out, forgetting parts of the experience, being unable to fully feel your emotions, feeling like you're watching your life from the outside. In this moment, it protects you. But later on, it could leave you feeling lost, anxious, here it is, or disconnected from who you are. Yeah, Morty, what do you want to say? Crazy, right? Yeah. What?
I relate to this.
Right? I think we all relate to this. Because everyone has trauma, different traumas. Here we go. When trauma leads to long-term disconnection from the self, it could cause difficulty trusting your feelings or instincts, shame or confusion about your reactions, trouble forming healthy relationships. Here it is. Feeling like you don't really know who you are. Healing from trauma often involves reconnecting to your body, emotions, and your story slowly and safely. Okay. Noach, yes.
Can I just share, like, in my own words how I feel about that?
Sure, please.
It's like the same way when, the same way that if somebody hurts me, I learn to avoid or dissociate from that person.
Nice.
So then I hurt myself by having expectations or by needing love or by whatever it was that I felt. Mm-hmm. So I hurt myself by having those needs or things just like that person hurt me. So it, therefore, I'm staying separate.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay,
we're a little bit getting more into it than I thought we were going to, but we'll go with this. One of the things that we were talking about yesterday with Zvi and some of the other chevra we were talking is you're too sensitive. You're too this, you're too that. That's a little bit what Reuven Yonah is saying. What happens is you then get into a fight with yourself. You disconnect with yourself. You're not happy with who you are. You have the opposite of Noach. Because remember, the name Noach means what? I'm at peace. I have menucha. I'm shalom. I'm shlemus. Shlemus. The Maral says, shlemus. We could give shalom another shout out. Why not? Right? That's what happens. You have a shlemus. That's what Noach, so now again, if you want to accomplish a lot, if you want to be, and I'm going to foreshadow a little because Rashi says it also. He compares Noach to Avram. We're already, in this week's parasha, it's going to talk about Avraham Avinu already. The parasha ends off with Avram. Why? Because if you want to accomplish a lot in life, Noach, what did Noach do? Noach separated the entire world from him. And he did himself, and he sort of just became tuned in to himself and connected to himself. That's peace. The only way you're going to accomplish in life, many guys say, so how am I going to sustain my, I think there's a great, Lahavdil, I'm sorry to bring it like this, there's a great video, you have to remind me, we're not gonna look up the video now, from Steve Jobs, who says, in order to be successful in life, you have to love what you do. Because in order to accomplish a lot in life, you're going to have to wake up early. You're going to have to be busy. You're going to have to be accomplishing and doing and doing. You can't force that. You can't force somebody to be successful. Success comes when you are being true to yourself and when you're being honest with yourself. And you're connecting with yourself, then there's no burnout. A lot of times guys say, well, what's going to happen if I burn out? You're only going to burn out if you're not being true to yourself. And you're doing something which is not really what I want to do. Noach is pleasant, pleasing. It flows. It feels good. Nobody likes to wake up in the morning. Nobody. It's hard to wake up in the morning. Especially if you don't sleep a lot, especially if you're not a good sleeper. no matter what it is. Of course you don't want to get up in the morning. But if I'm excited to do something, if there's something that I love to do, then that overrides me getting up in the morning. This might be a little bit intense to say because it's challenging. The reason people have trouble getting up in the morning and they sleep late is not because it's hard to get out of bed. It's because they don't have the noach. They don't have their mission. They don't have their clarity of who they are strong enough to say, I'm going to shake off whatever I got to shake off, and I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. Oh, I'm tired? Of course I'm tired. Who's not tired? We're always tired. We're always tired. No one's waiting. If you're waiting to get a full night's sleep in order to be successful in what you're doing, of course you're going to have nights where you don't get a full night's sleep. But I'm in tune with myself. Now, how do you get there? That's the question. How do I get there? So I want to read a pasuk that I wanted to speak about yesterday. It says like this. Everyone knows a pasuk that says, Tzohar Taseh Lateva. The pasuk says, make a tzohar. Hashem told Noach, make a tzohar in the ark. What was this tzohar? Rashi says it was one of two things. It was either a window, make a window, or a light, or make a light. A window or a light. Rashi says, and I read Rashi. Yesh omrim chalon, v'yesh omrim evan tova, hame'ira lahem. Now this is where it gets a little bit deeper. You want to connect to Noach, you want to connect to you. The answer, as we're saying, my first step in yeshiva, my first step in my life is to connect to myself and to be true to myself. I know that's very cliche, but we'll talk about how to do that. Trauma is the opposite of connecting to yourself. It disconnects you to yourself, which is tsara. When a person has a tsara, tsara means it's constriction. You have pain. As we just said before, when someone has pain, especially as a child, it disconnects you from yourself. It disconnects you from yourself. You're not connected to yourself. The trauma, that pain, I can't feel that pain, so what am I going to do? I'm going to rationalize. I'm going to manipulate. I'm going to stay away. I'm going to this. I'm uncomfortable. Anxiety is basically the manifestation of just being uncomfortable with who you are. Anxiety is something we'll talk about in one of the next weeks or two. Amir Tashem, we'll get to it definitely as a whole No Mic Monday about anxiety, about what anxiety is. But one of the big pieces of anxiety is that you're uncomfortable with yourself. You're uncomfortable in your own skin. There's something not right. I need to merge. I need to connect. That's what a tsar, that's what a pain does, especially when you're young. So what do? What is tsara? Tsoihar taselateva. What do? You have to realize, and this is heavy and deep, and we could talk about this a little bit. Tsara and tsoihar, light and a window. What does a window do? A window gets you the ability to look outside of where you are. A light gives clarity. What is your pain that you have that made you disconnect from yourself? You need to own that story and understand what happened. You need to understand that that tsara that disconnected me is the window of opportunity and is the light that will bring me to reconnect with myself. Anyone who's done any IFS work or any inner child work, it doesn't dafka have to be IFS. A lot of the models that the therapist will do is they'll take your current self, connect you with your child self, and you'll have a conversation and a merging of your present. Shua, you could tell us, you're a bit, right? You know this, right?
You sit with your old self.
So say, tell everyone, you've done this. With David Alec, one of the mentors of the David's a legend. Yeah. Shu is a legend. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You have like a really traumatic memory when you were young.
younger, so you would go and you would try and be present with that little kid and sit with him, ask him what he needs, speak to him. By this point, you're probably bawling your eyes out. At least I always am. And you just sit, you ask him what he needs, why he's in pain, and then you just tell him it's going to be okay. You put him like in a safe space, you work with him, then you say goodbye, and you just really connect with that child, and you'll feel that memory that was causing you a lot of pain doesn't cause you pain anymore. It's like you heal.
Right, so Shua is saying is what you're really doing, and I'm sure you've had this also, because I've had this in my own therapy, my own IFS, is that you tell the child, I don't know if you've ever done this or people who've done this, you tell the child, I'm going to check on you tomorrow. I'm going to check in on you. Why? Because what you're doing is you're reconnecting yourself to yourself. Because you disconnected when you were 6 years old, when you were 4 years old, when you were 8 years old. And you said, I can't handle this. And nothing, you did nothing wrong. You weren't too sensitive. We're officially, I'm not going to make it an official like should statement, like no more shoulds. It could be, I have to process it more over Shabbos. Shabbos usually gives me das, that's what Shabbos is, it gives das. Is that it could be there is no more word of too sensitive. Even overthinking might be a good Shiloh that we'll talk about. But too sensitive, what happens? You were told that you're too sensitive. You were told that you're not supposed to feel this way. You shouldn't feel this way. Why are you, you know, stop crying. Stop crying. Man up, whatever happened to you, or whatever you had to figure out based on your situation. And then you had to, in order to cope, you had to shut off a part of you. But when you reconnect to that sorrow, to that pain, and you say, you know what, that was difficult for me. And you own that which was difficult for you. That sorrow you own, what does it come into? A tzohar. It becomes a light for you. It becomes a window. It reconnects you with yourself. So it comes out that your biggest trauma and your biggest pain that disconnected you to yourself will reconnect you. It's like a reunion. It's a reunion. That's why it's the greatest feeling. And when you're able to do that, then you could start living the life that you want to live. Then Avram Avinu will appear. And when I say Avram Avinu will appear, it means that finding, that's why I love that it's not about working harder, it's about working smarter. I've sat with so many chevra, and myself included, where you could have years and years and years and years, and it's like, I just can't get it going. I can't get it. I can't do it. And then what happens? You find your niche. You find sichus, right? Speak to Tzvi Singer, Hatzadik. I can't emphasize enough the importance of this point, and I'll tell you why. Because most of the time we skip this over, and we live in the world of what am I supposed to do, competition with other people, what society wants from me, what mom wants from me, what dad wants from me, what I should do, as opposed to menucha. What feels right for you? What feels right for you? To be honest with yourself. There's not one person who I ever have spoken to about drinking, about smoking, about hanging around the wrong people, so to speak, where they could say, yes, this is what I want. That's why whenever someone says, oh, well, should I? So that, why do I get upset? I was like, should I? Well, what do you want to do? Whoa, you mean I could actually do what I want to do? Yes, You could do what you want to do. So some people ask me, you're not afraid to tell someone what they want to do? I'm like, why would I be afraid to tell someone what they want to do when all we want to do is just to be me? That's all we want to be. I just want to be me. I don't want to smoke. I don't want to drink. I don't want to sell my life to my screen time. But the reason I do that is because I don't know how. I don't know how to be me. It's hard for me to be me because when I was 4 years old, or 5 years old, or 10 years old, or maybe 3 years old, I was told you shouldn't be you. You're too sensitive. So I had no other option than to not be me. But when I learned to be Noah, and I learned to have the whole entire world, do you realize what happened to Noah? The whole entire world drowned in a flood, and there's one person in his family that made it through, and that's the person who is at peace with himself. And you know what the irony is? Kimola ha'aretz, what does it say? Chamas. I don't know how that works with Hamas. Because Kimola is Chamas. What do they say? What was the main problem of the Dor HaMabul? Stealing. Stealing. What does stealing mean? Stealing means I'm not happy with what I have, and I need to find my peace elsewhere in someone else's business. I need to find my peace. And we just learned last night in Mesillas Yesharim, one of the mafsidei zehiras, one of the reasons that people will sell themselves to the devil is for approval from other people. As I say many times, right? Dead fish go with the flow. Don't follow the crowd when the crowd is lost. If Noah would have followed the crowd, we wouldn't be here. Nobody would be here. And that's, I think, a question you want to ask yourself. I think you want to ask yourself that question. Am I Noah? Start with that. Start with that. Forget about how many friends you quote-unquote have. Forget about what your schedule of your day is, what time you wake up. Don't start with that. Don't start with your friends. Don't start with your screen time. I wouldn't start with that even. I wouldn't start with your screen time. I wouldn't start with your friends. I wouldn't start with all of those things. I would start with, am I living the life that I want to be living? Am I waking up in the morning to a day that I am creating, or a day that I should have? Because I'm the first, I'm saying it on video, hello video, I'm saying it publicly for everyone to hear. I'd rather somebody not be in yeshiva and do what he wants to do. I'm not afraid to say that. Live the life that you want to live. Now, I do believe that everyone chose to come to yeshiva because they want to be here. What happens is we forget what we want. We forget what we want. We forget who we are. We forget that I want happiness. I want love. I want connection. I want peace. I want a good, happy, sweet day. That's what we forget about, because everything makes it so complicated and so this and so that. And we think the only answer is therapy. And you know, I love therapy. That's not the only answer, and it's not the answer. It's a part of it. You know what it's a part of? It's a part of learning what you want and living the life that Hashem blessed you. He chose you to be you. Kishem she'ein partzufeim doimai zu lezu, so too ein deyoseim doimai zu. Your tzara. You ready for this, guys? Your pain that traumatized you is your key to connection. The pain that you went through, that you thought you're too sensitive, makes you the greatest therapist in the world, because that's what you went through. Tzvi.
I was playing around with the letters. So tzara is the tzayhar, realizing I'm rough.
I'm what? Whoa. Whoa. Let's hold up. Say that again. Wow, that's gorgeous. You say it. That's gorgeous. Al Khazri again. I have another one for that that just fell in my head also. Go.
So, the same letters, all the letters Tzadi Hei Resh, it means there's Tzara, which is pain, Tzihar, which
Tzara,
is...
Tzara, slow. Tzara is pain.
It's pain.
Tzohar is a light.
Tzihar is a window and a light, and Ratzah is to be wanted. So
to be wanted.
The line is, Tzara, the pain, is the Tzihar, the window, to realize that Ratzah, I'm wanted.
Wow. Woo-hoo! That's a keeper.
That's Rabbi Govel.
Best friend Govel.
Now I love the Ratzah. You know why? Because we want, ready for this one? This goes into like a love addiction, a love avoidant conversation. Why do we want love? The reason we want love, as we said yesterday, you're looking for love in all the wrong places. The love, the Ratzah that you want, is a Ratzah from yourself. That's what you're waiting for. It's not the girl who you're waiting to feel the love from. It's not the other person who I'm waiting to love me. It's the love that I want to get for myself. Okay, like we said yesterday, you need other people to help you love yourself more. I was going to add also, by the way, I meant to say, I don't want to mess your things up. Mine's born parenthetically, is it also gives you the tzura. It gives you the form and the structure, the basis of who you are. Who are you? You know who you are? This is going to be a very scary statement. You know who you are? You are that person, that little kid who went through everything that you went through. That is who you are. That's where you come from. That's where you come from. You're that kid. You're that kid. You're 3 years old. You're 5 years old. You're 7 years old. You're 10 years old. You're 15 years old. All the way up to the age that you are right now. And like Zvi's saying, when I take those disconnects and I learn to reconnect them, and someone's going to say, okay, so how do I reconnect them? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So I'm going to answer that. What do I do? What's my first step to reconnect? And my answer to that is, first figure out what the disconnect is, and then you'll be able to put those pieces together. I can't put a puzzle together until I have all of the puzzle pieces in front of me broken up. I need that broken up, all of the pieces. And then I pick up this piece, and I say, oh, there's an end piece. This looks like a middle piece.
Corner.
And ready for this? It's a good muscle, corner. Ready for this? The puzzle muscle's great. I also need a picture on the box of what that beautiful picture is. You know what that beautiful picture is? That beautiful picture is the dreams that you dream, and that dream was broken apart. Great muscle with the puzzle. I had a dream of this beautiful thing, and now what am I stuck with? I'm stuck with a lot of pieces, especially if it's a big puzzle piece of 1,000 pieces broken. But when I look at that box and I see a gorgeous picture and I dream and I dream and I dream. You know, there are people who are sitting in this space medrash. I'm not going to mention their names because it'll embarrass them, even though it would be the biggest covet for me to mention their names. There are guys who cry their eyes to say, I want to be a tzaddik. I want to be a true tzaddik. I want to be a true tzaddik. You know what that is to me? That's a picture of a puzzle, a beautiful picture. And there might be a lot of pieces that person's got to put together. But he will put it together as long as he remembers what that picture is. And he realizes that I got to get my pieces together. I got to figure out where did it happen? What happened? What is my problem? What happened to me? What's my issue with my father? What's my issue with my mother? What's my issue with my Rebbe? What's my problem? You know, that's the too sensitive thing that we got to that we got to, I don't want to say we want to get rid of it, but I'm saying that's something that we have to teach ourselves. We have to teach ourselves that you were not too sensitive. We have to teach ourselves that you weren't wrong. It doesn't mean you didn't do things that maybe were difficult and that you didn't want to do. But when you're 4 years old, let me ask you a question. What 5-year-old kid, what 3-year-old kid, what 7-year-old kid is bad? 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 Kids are cute, they're sweet, they're innocent. They know exactly what they want. That's where we want to get back to. And then we get to Avram Avinu. Okay, it's 6:30, beautiful. Let's do a quick question. I know there's a big one. Okay, Tzvi.
How do you know if your dreams are from you or from your insecurity?
Nice. First of all, I respect that question very much. I really respect that question. I love that question. I love your openness to that question. How do I know if my dreams are from my dreams? Or from
yeah.
Your question itself of introspecting about that and thinking about that and talking about that and sharing it and being open to that question is the answer to that question. I'll explain. Which means, when you have a dream, you speak to a friend about the dream. You speak to a mentor about the dream. You speak to a therapist about the dream. You speak to your Rebbe about the dream. You speak to someone and you get feedback. And you see how you feel about the dream, how they feel about the dream. If someone says a dream, I don't know if anybody here wants to pick a dream that they might have that they want to be, and you could say, okay, I don't think there's anybody here, and then I don't mind if someone wants to mention their own personal dream. I don't think anybody here will tell me, and I can't read dreams.
Yeah.
I mean, I could analyze dreams, but I can't read your dreams. There's not anyone here who doesn't want to have an amazing marriage, who doesn't want to live a life true to themselves. Okay, wait, I got to think better for that one. You're putting me on that, right? Right? I know, we got to get the beat. Someone who doesn't want to, again, let's chazer over. Give me a little time. Oh, yeah. Someone who doesn't want to have an amazing marriage. Someone who doesn't want to have a great connection with themselves. Someone who doesn't want to be someone who's true and giving to others. Someone who doesn't want to have an amazing relationship with his children. And someone who doesn't want to be a person who is flowing of themselves to the world. Now what the, okay, thank you. Sorry. Now, right? So now the specifics of, am I gonna be a doctor? Am I gonna be a lawyer? Am I gonna be a rabbi? Am I gonna be a big this? Am I gonna be that? Those are all nuances to what that dream is. So I think when a person gets true, I'll give one quick exercise that maybe we'll do one day, because I went to a seminar many, many years ago and I did this, where you imagine your funeral and you imagine the people who are going to eulogize you, be maspid you, and what they're going to say about you, what they're going to say, who is the one who's eulogizing, what's the hespid, what are they saying about you. Some people do that if it's a little bit more lighter. I mean, that's really heavy to do that. You want to do your 80th birthday, your 90th birthday. Who's going to be at your 80th, 90th birthday party? And what are they going to say about you? Who's going to speak? And what are they going to say? That's a way to get in touch with yourself. Okay, amazing. Who's reading the Hilchos Lashon Hara? That's why we love to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara.
Hold on.
Wasn't what? What?
Do an old one.
What? Okay, so I'll just speak about Lashon Hara. The reason that Lashon Hara is so detrimental, besides the ruchnius effects, besides the spiritual effects, One of the reasons why I have zero interest in talking about other people is because when you talk about other people, you're wasting your brain energy, your speech, your emotions on somebody other than yourself. If there's someone who you want to speak about yourself. The more a person spends time in someone else's world, the less they're spending time in their own world. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life, everybody. Amen.